A WSB chartered cargo aircraft crash landed after takeoff in Malacca. The only people on board were four crew members who are all alive and have been rescued from the site. From the information we had, they were not very seriously injured. They were all taken to the UNMIS hospital for medical checks in Malacca.
Yes, tell us about how damaged is this plane when it crashed? I mean, are there some remnants or it just caught flame as most planes do?
At this time, it's a bit too soon to know what happened, but we are working with the aircraft operator, and we are also going to be working with the South Sudanese Aviation Authorities, as well as the UNMIS peacekeepers, to determine what caused the incident.
Yes, and this is just happening a week after another cargo plane crashed here in Juba. A lot of questions have been raised now on the kind of planes that come to South Sudan. Tell us about this cargo plane particularly. Is it, you know, like in a good mechanical condition before it is go to operation?
What I can tell you is that this was a British manufactured Hawker Siddeley 780 Andover cargo plane. It was operated for the charter operator with West Wind Aviation of Kenya. And I think that we would prefer the best to have the questions on the aircraft or crew directed to the company of the operator, who have a better understanding of the conditions.
Where was this cargo plane leaving to? Because it was leaving Malacca. Where was it going? And is it taking some maybe food ratio to some you know, people who are in it?
Now, the aircraft was chartered by the World Food Program, WFP, for the logistics cluster. Logistics cluster transports relief goods on behalf of the entire humanitarian community. Not necessarily and not all the time for WFP. Now, this plane had offloaded its cargo in Malacca and was heading to Wau empty. The plane is usually packed in Wau because, as you understand very well, the conditions here in South Sudan, it's not easy to pack, to find parking spaces for planes. So that's where the plane is usually packed, and then it moves cargo. So it was heading to Wau and it was empty. The only people on the plane, as I said, were the four crew members.
All right. George Fomien, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Sebita, and a good morning to all listeners of Radio Miraya.